Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests today are here to talk to us about donating blood. Welcome, Ryan Kale. Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
Hi.
Wes
has joined the conference.
Okay. So, Wes Dahlgren is also on the line. Hello, Wes. We are live right now on Juno Afternoon. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. Okay, well, we're going to start with Ryan. Would you please introduce yourself to our listeners? Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so my name is Ryan Kale, and I'm a Boy Scout here in Juno. I'm also a sophomore at Thunder Mountain.
How long have you been a Boy Scout?
I've been a Boy Scout since I was 10 years old, I think, 10 or 11, so about 5 or 6 years.
All right, good dedication. And Wes, how about you? Tell us a bit about where you work and what you do.
So my name is Wes Dahlgren. I'm the Director of Collections and Recruitment at the Blood Bank of Alaska. I've worked at the Blood Bank for 10 years, and basically I just oversee blood collection operations for the state and then donor recruitment as well.
Are you located here in Juneau?
We have a location there. I'm actually based out of Anchorage.
Oh, okay. All right, Ryan, back to you. From what I understand, you are the one who decided to lead this effort and encourage people to donate blood in a blood drive this week. Tell me, what made you want to do that?
So I decided to do this because I'm doing a community project, and in this hard time of, like, the COVID crisis, donating blood is a super good way to help the community, right? Because some people felt like they really couldn't do much for their community, right? And community is important. So I thought, well, a good way to help the community is donating blood, because people need blood. They still need blood even if people aren't going out to donate. So I thought this was a good idea to help those people and to get the community together.
And Ryan, how did people react when you started telling them about this idea?
A lot of people were actually really happy. They were like, good job, this is a good idea, because I feel like people wanted a way to do something and to help people, and this was a good way. Some people were a little bit concerned about safety, but it is completely safe. So, yeah.
Yeah, on many levels, going in to donate blood sounds kind of scary, you know, whether you're worried about the virus or just worried about getting stuck with a needle. But Wes, you said that the blood bank has a lot of safety protocols in place to minimize risk. What are some of the things you're doing to keep donors safe?
Yeah. Thanks for asking me. So the first thing that we did was minimize the appointments. So we minimized donor-to-donor contact. At the Juno Center, you know, we have one appointment every 30 minutes, so there's various stages of the donation process, you know, registration, screening, actually collecting the blood. So we really are pushing social distancing, but then also, you know, sterilizing pretty much everything a donor touches. Once a donor touches it, it's sterilized. So those are the main things. And then obviously we are offering people masks that donate, and then our staff wear masks as well. And PPE. I mean, they're wearing PPE throughout the whole process.
That's great. So what's the status of our blood donations right now, Wes?
So they are stable. Blood donations right now are stable. I would point out that, you know, right now we're not doing mobile drives. So mobile drives make up a pretty large percentage of the collections for the Blood Bank of Alaska, and not only us, but pretty much nationwide, right? So we took that large percentage off, and now we're really trying to funnel people into our centers. So right now, you know, Alaska's donors have responded great. You know, they're coming into our centers and donating. Some people, you know, you can't make everybody happy. Some people have complained that there's no mobile drives going on, but you know, the close confines of a mobile coach and or, you know, inside a small conference room might not work out. So I'm glad that people are coming to our centers. And it's been pretty stable.
Okay. Is there any particular type that's needed more than others?
So really, every type of blood is unique and special and needed for sure. And given what's going on right now, making sure that there's a safe, stable supply of blood on the shelves is very important. Given, you know, the geographic remoteness and uniqueness of Alaska, O negative is always needed just because that's, you know, the first, I guess what we refer to as a universal donor, so that's used in traumas and emergencies and things like that. But every blood type is needed and used.
And Wes, are there any restrictions for potential donors?
There are a lot of restrictions, so many that I would just refer people to our website, and there's a number that they can call. You know, there's a lot of reasons, travel, underlying medical conditions, things like that. So there are a lot of reasons, so many reasons that I'm actually amazed anybody can actually donate sometimes, just because there are so many restrictions. You know, nationwide, it's about 38% of the population is eligible to donate. Just because there are so many restrictions. So it's so important for us to kind of push the message out to get the people that are eligible to donate to come in and donate. And you know, luckily there's people like Ryan that are raising awareness, and it's really a great partnership for sure.
Yeah, good job, Brian. I mean, this is something that would not have necessarily been on my radar. So the fact that you're doing this, I believe, is raising awareness. And let's say you've inspired me. Can you tell me how I can donate blood? Like, what's the first thing I need to do?
Yeah, so I would actually encourage anyone who's interested in donating blood to go to our website, bloodbankofalaska.org, and if they go to our website, there's our locations, hours, and really all the information they would need to schedule an appointment, which we are encouraging appointments right now. We're not wanting people to walk in, so that's what I would encourage them to do.
And Ryan, for anyone who is thinking about it or wants to share the info with someone else, where can they go to find more information?
Well, they can go to the website, like Wes said, and that has all the information you could possibly need on where to donate, how to donate. Also, I posted some stuff on Facebook, a couple different Facebook accounts. I made little homemade cards that show everything from the phone number, the address of the blood bank, and the steps to set up an appointment. So any of those locations work.
And Ryan, tell me, where is the Juneau location? Where is it? Is it downtown?
It is in the valley, sort of. It's in the valley near the McDonald's, in that little mall that
yes.
has the different like little stores. Yeah.
Okay, great. And have you already made your donation?
Yes, I did yesterday.
How was it?
It really wasn't that bad. I would say a flu shot is more painful.
Oh, really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if I can add, our exact address is 8800 Glacier Highway, and it's in the Jordan Creek Center.
Okay, thanks, Wes. Yeah, here in Juneau, we just give landmarks for directions. So it's nice if you can have something to Google if you happen to be new in town. Well, Ryan and Wes, thank you so much for sharing all this information today. I do hope our listeners will take it to heart and go make a donation. Is there anything else that either of you would like to share? Wes, we'll start with you.
No, I would just like to say thank you for having us, and you know, thank you, Ryan, for doing what you're doing. And certainly, you know, the community in Juneau has embraced our center down there, and we just like continue to raise awareness in the community around the state.
Thank you, and Ryan, you get the last word.
Thank you for everyone who has donated and everyone who has signed up to donate, and if you haven't, just go on the website or call them and make your appointment. Yeah, thank you.
Yes, thank you both for speaking with me today, and thank you both for doing what you do. Have a good one.
You too.
You too.